Hello, 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 and welcome once again to another episode, episode 11 of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly, Angie McDonald. I'm so grateful for yet another opportunity to really come before you and just share ways and means where we can heal, grow, and discover, and grow from wounded to wonderful. You know, it's episode 11 of season 3, and we're keeping it going. We're maintaining the momentum, and I believe it's so much needed, especially in this day and age with all that's going on. We need as much voicing as possible to help and to guide with the current health crisis that we're experiencing and all the pandemonium and the nervousness and the restlessness that we're all experiencing. And some of us may even be a step further dealing with anxieties and emotional and mental strain, not being able to cope with what's happening. And for those of you who are having those challenges, today's episode is for you. So for those of us listening, please share with one friend or 10 and let them know Angie McDonald with Wounded to Wonderful is before you once again. I can be found on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, CastBox, Anchor FM, Player FM, and many more. But today I'm so excited because we do have a special guest. And for those of you who have been following my radio days a couple years ago with Progressive Movements, he was not a stranger. And I'm so grateful to have him on the platform where we're still reaching nations and different dialects and different people, Prophet Henrik Hunt. He is the pastor and bishop-elect of First United Worship Center here in the state of Georgia, in the city of Conyers, which is in the greater Atlanta area. And it's a brand new endeavor that started to reach the people and reach the lost at any cost. And I'm just glad that he's agreed to come and speak with us to guide us through these times of uncertainty. And for those of you who are dealing with, you know, just like I said, the emotional strains of what's going on, today's conversation is for you. So before we wrap this up, we're going to give you the information on how to reach Prophet Hunt and the amazing, you know, adventures that he's putting on for the community and at large. But before we, you know, go into it, without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you all Prophet Henrik Hunt. Bless you, Prophet. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much, Lady Angie. It's a pleasure to be on this program. Always a pleasure being around you, talking with you, and see the great work that you're doing also. Thanks much.
Thank you equally, because you've witnessed not only my journey, but you've seen what, you know, all of this entailed for me to get to this part. And I'm just grateful that you're, you know, a firsthand witness to what God is doing for Wounded to Wonderful and all the amazing things that I've been blessed to do, and just grateful to be able to share this moment with you yet again. So today's topic, we're going to, you know, encourage our listeners on the aspect of how to combat the feelings of anxiety, the feelings of uncertainty, and just build up our spiritual resilience in this time. And knowing that you're a man of the word and a man of God, it's only fitting to have your voice as the voice of reason and the voice of truth to guide my listeners in any, you know, in any capacity to get closer to the word, closer to God, and just to have a better understanding of how to cope with these times. So, Prophet, I just want you to, you know, just flow as you would like, but just base it off of this premise. How can we cope in these times, and what word would you have for those who are struggling?
My prayers go out for the people who are affected, and both physically, emotionally, and I believe every single one of us has been affected in some way or the other. And these are very trying times. And this is where now we have to rely both on spiritual maturity and also on the physical and medical side. So let me deal with first on the spiritual side, that I believe that we need to develop and build spiritual resilience, emotional resilience. I think we need to develop a positive mindset first and foremost. Positive mindset in practicing thinking positively and being grateful for what you have now and the experiences that we have been through. And one of my favorite scriptures, one of, is Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. I really believe that this verse in the Bible promises that it is working together all of my circumstances, including the good, including the bad, including what is happening. And it's going to work for those of us that really love God. So first and foremost, I think we should develop a positive mindset, because the enemy will use all kind of stress and anxiety at this time to attack us. So let us develop that mindset. I think number two, can I go ahead? I think number two.
Continue, yes, sir.
I think number two, we need to be flexible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Flexible. Glory be to God. People who are not flexible in this time, the tendency is you're going to be stressed out. If you think you had to go to the church house to receive a word, or go to the church house to worship, you might be in serious trouble at this time. So I want to encourage our listeners that flexibility is very important. And I draw Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. It is so tempting right now to try and figure out why certain things have happened, but I have learned in some situation that it is pointless to endlessly. It is pointless to go ahead and try to figure out all of this, because all of that will cause even added stress. Instead, it is more powerful and ultimately sane to trust that we are walking on a God-ordained path. And we only can know this if we continue to allow him to lead us. I believe that this thing that is happening is no stranger to God. It might be stranger to us. But when we have looked through history, there have been numerous type of virus that has hit mankind, and people had survived. So I believe in this time we need to be flexible. Number two, spiritual resilience, flexible. The other number three, I think we should trust and let go of our expectation. I think we should now have God's expectation, because everything right now is has slowed down. Everything has been shut down. So if we had any form of expectation where that is concerned, that is out of the room. So we now have to have God's expectation. And I draw this scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And sometimes these scriptures now becomes a real reality to our Christian walk, or to our Christian journey, or to people that are in positive thinking. This really now becomes a journey for us to trust and let go of our expectations. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So can I continue?
Continue, sir.
God is good. Thank you very much. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we have to have Resilience. I'm one of the thing in this time, Lady Angie and your listeners, we do need spiritual, relentless leadership. We can't have leadership quaking at this time. This time is going to show real leadership. And we do need spiritual, relentless as a leader. Being a strong leader indicates you practice all four resilience. And these four resiliences is both physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental. It can't be one-sided. Hallelujah. We have to now create a foundation for our own joy, hope, compassion, gratitude, trust to help. To strive through this time. We have to have some positive energy, not only for ourselves, but for each other. So I believe spiritual relentless is a daily activity that needs to be built by developing, as I said before, positive relationship and having a devotional time with your God. In other words, I really don't need a choir because I can't get one now. I don't need a praise and worship because I can't get one now. So you have to do your own praise and worship. You have to pray your own prayer and you have to read your word. So we have to build up spiritual relentless.
Yes.
And we also have to build up emotional because I think they all works together. Another thing we have to develop, as we said, positive mindset. We have to develop flexibility. We have to trust and let go of our expectation and trust ourselves and let go of trying to control our lives and allow it to simply unfold. I think that's what anxiety, everybody want this thing to be over quick and everybody want get back in normal. No, God is working out something and we have to work with him. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Number four, I think we need response versus react. Because even right now, what many religious sector is really doing right now, we are reacting. We are not responding. we just react.
So true.
We're not responding. You cannot control other people. However, you can choose how you respond to them. We can't control coronavirus.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have to trust our medical professionals, our scientists. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what they are saying. Follow the instruction and trust God to bring us through this. So number four, I think we should respond versus reacting. Number five, I think we should ask for help. Ask for help. Seek assistance from positive support system in times of great challenges.
Mm-hmm.
This is where now the word of God, my God, says, this is how we are going to know if we are his disciples, if we really love each other. Because this time is going to show exactly who we are and what we were saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have to seek assistance. Seek assistance from positive support. So my circle now, I need positive people. And people have been overloading your WhatsApp and information is coming from all angles. You have to be smart. Sift through all of this information because if you follow everything that you are hearing, I don't know if your listeners know this type of word. Jamaicans would know. You become a goonie. You kind of get messed up in your head. Bless you.
And paranoid.
That's the right one for your listeners. The intelligent one may become paranoid. Thank you very much. Yes. So last, we have to develop a sense of lightheartedness. Lightheartedness can lead to a life of ease and grace. Because when you stress too much and anxiety over the situation, it causes a problem. So you have to have a develop a sense of lightheartedness and relax in the grace of God. Don't take yourself too seriously. Hallelujah. We know you have to wash your hands. And we know, but don't spray hose and start washing down your whole house and just start get crazy, man. This will enable us. This will enable you to find more humor and joy at work if you have to work, and also at home. So the atmosphere is not that stiff and tight. So spiritual relentless is a key. And I very much applaud you for this topic. It's a key to our satisfaction. And as I said before, if you wanted a whole lot of people around you to feel accomplished, you can't have it now. We have to be having social distance. Nope. If you wanted a whole lot of approval from people for what you are doing to think, you can't have it now. Mm-hmm. So this resilience is the key to my satisfaction. Hallelujah. The fulfillment of being a more effective individual combined with other resilience dominions. We are spend time with yourself. My God, that's powerful. A whole lot of people have never spent time very with powerful. Themselves enough. They spend time with everybody else. Glory to God. But never spend time with themselves. So
and just to piggyback off of that, Prophet, just a moment. When you said that, I recently posted on a professional platform I'm on called LinkedIn. Whereas I said, now is the time where some people are going to have to come face to face with themselves. Yes. And that there is no excuses to be busy, no excuses to be running to and fro, and there's no excuses to not find time to face the issues that we've been overlapping or just sweeping under the rug by being busy or being, you know, expendable to everyone else. Now is the time where some people are having to come face to face with their own thoughts, the things that they might have, you know, allowed to go stagnant in their lives, unresolved relationships, unresolved patterns. And now is the time is to, you know, of transparency, facing those things, building resilience to be able to overcome them. And I've had a few professionals contact me afterwards, and they were just so relieved to know that there was a safe place where they can air their frustrations and the anxieties that built up just by being still.
Yes.
And that's the flip side of what God is saying. God says, be still and know that I am God. But on the other side, where they're not allowing themselves to process who they really are, being still is causing so much more anxiety and so much more discontentment within people. And that's when you spoke about having positive reinforcements in this time. And not only positive, but realistic reinforcements that if anyone is facing a hard, difficult, or, you know, part of themselves that they're not willing to grasp or used being busy, not wanting to grasp it, now is the time to grow and evolve.
Definitely.
This time, because the world is going to change after this.
It's already changing.
It's already changing. So we have to be at a place where now we're facing the demons that we've allowed to overrun us or keep us busy and neglectful. To face these things, build that spiritual muscle to be able to get ready for the next level.
My dear. So there has to be a whole lot of self-awareness. Self-awareness. Mm-hmm. Have to be a whole lot of self-awareness. Awareness of your body, the response, and your progress, including my feelings. Because sometimes, even among the body of Christ, people not even care about your feelings, you know. Some people don't care about your feelings, your desires, your urges to act, plus your awareness of your thoughts, your thinking pattern, and then crucially, how these two would relate to each other. And I also believe that awareness of how my mind and body connection plays out in practice, how your body responds to your thinking, and how the feelings in your body condition affects your thoughts. So that's why we are doing even this wellness retreat. You know, Lady and John, your program, I've seen it publicly. I will never build a church. I don't see the need to build one. Mm. There is so much of that. Oh, yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God is directing me in a different light. I know some people are going to say, I'm crazy. But I can't see it. Self-awareness is the prerequisite for choice and control. If your thoughts and your feelings are operating outside of your awareness, then they control you. My God. If you want to control them, the first thing is to open up a window of awareness that is a chance to pause and consider before choosing and deciding and acting. Self-awareness is the foundation of reliance and emotional intelligence and skill. And man, you have to love to be by yourself and be happy. Go ahead.
Yes. And be happy in your own space, because I've even joked about it and I posted online that what people are calling self-quarantine was my lifestyle already. So I enjoy my company. I had to learn that, Prophet, because going through that period of widowhood, you know my entire story. I've had to learn to love my own company again and counteract and defeat those negative thoughts that made me not want to be alone. And the minute I overcame that and I found out how awesome God has created me to be with my flaws and all, I enjoyed my own company. I enjoyed creating conversations, creating dialogue, words for people to share as a result of being able to overcome and combat my own thoughts, like I spoke about earlier, where some people are anxious of being alone. I've overcome that victoriously and was able to inspire new conversations where we can find ways to even grow. That's where I come from with the theme heal, grow, and discover. Because with healing comes growth. And with that growth, that there's an expansion where you want to discover more about yourself, what God has for me. He says, the plans I have for you, oh my God, you can't even fathom. It's just, I just want good for you. And what's out there that's good for you is innumerable. There's no limit to it. So when I found out that he has that in store for me, and all I had to do was overcome my hurdles, get out of my own way. Listen, I enjoy my own company. My children, thank God, they've been raised that way to also have that level of confidence, even in their young stages, to where they're home now. Yes. They're okay. They're enjoying it. Because we have that balance of exploring, but we also have that balance of being at home within our home, thank God, has harmony. Because this was already our normal.
Definitely. and I found out that a whole lot of people's attention span is very limited. No, we can't do no whole lot of jumping and singing. You have to sit and listen and grow. So your attention and your focus is like a muscle in many ways. It can be trained and it also can be developed. It's not obvious how focus relate to well-being generally and the connection in a greater depth. But one of the part is being focused means being in there and now. When you are not focused, our minds tend to either worry about the future or regretting the past. That's how important my attention is. And that's where we generally find stress and unhappiness when you are off in your past and your future rather than your present moment. My God Almighty, glory be to God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Because the gift is a present. The gift is the best gift God can give us is now, and it's called the present. And it's a gift.
And you cannot, you hear all these people talking about faith. Faith is not in the future. Hope is in the future. Faith is always in the now.
Yeah.
Always in the now.
In the now.
So my mindfulness is a key tool for training now my attention. In a particular kind of attention, present moment awareness is the receptive, accepting, kindly, and appreciative. That's why mindfulness is the key part of resilience in this time. So I can't afford for this thing to lock me down, you know, and lock down my mindset. Hallelujah. It's like Paul and Silas. You lock up the man in a prison, but you never lock up his mind. I'm quarantined in my house, but my mind is still free and learning and expanding and loving and caring. So we have to let go. We have to let go physically. We have to let go mentally. We have to assessing and sustaining positively. We have to deal with mind, body, and spiritual foundation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Has to be a total thing that God is doing in our lives right now.
That is true. And speaking of totality, you've been inspired to host a wholesome retreat where it's not just only for men, only for women, but it's for the family, which I have been taught and raised to believe is the first ministry. And I want you to talk to us about your endeavor. Thankfully, and I'm grateful that I'm a part of this off as one of your facilitators, but you've came up with the idea, or you've been inspired to present us with the wellness retreat for the family. This coming May in your area of Conyers, Georgia. Please give us some more insight, how you were inspired, and what should we expect?
I was always very touched by the word of God that when he says that we should prosper and be in a good health as your soul prospereth. I was always an advocate for kingdom. I have distracted myself from church as usual because I see where church as usual. I was grown up in the church and I see where church as usual has caused even people not to reach their full potential. So when I came to this side of Georgia, outside of the big cities, saw the kind of environment on this side, and the Lord placed it in my spirit to do this wellness retreat, because I'm also an advocate of mental health, because I saw where a whole lot of people, even pastors with mega churches, and I don't think they had a money problem like me that don't have mega, but yet still they would put a gun to their head and kill themselves. So I realized that mental health is so important to the body of Christ, and you can't just look on a person and know if they are mentally sound. You know, we can be going through the motion and mentally sick. So I was always a advocate also for the total man, for physical exercise. As one football, I'm a footballer from way back, but still believe that as you get older, you should keep up your exercise. It can push back a whole lot of type of inherited diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure. Some of these things that we have inherited, we can slow that down. And many times I see where, why if I have a high blood pressure condition and I'm eating badly, going to church and after church eating all this type of food and then go to the altar to pray, it makes no sense to me. You follow what I'm saying? Sure. So this has really pushed me, not only for parents, but also for our children, because many of what I have inherited is from my forefathers, and realized that they had a good intention, but it wasn't right. So I came, that was my main thing, to couple spiritual wellness with also physical, emotional, and mental. And we have some great speakers coming. You are one of the speakers that is going to speak on different aspects. We have somebody coming to talk on mental illness. We have a practical nurse coming in to talk about even your own medication, because some people feel they have so much faith. If you have a condition, you must also take your medication, take it by faith. So some of these foolish things that we have learned over the years, I think my generation and my age now, we need to undo that. The other generation coming after us would be much better spiritually. So that was my endeavor, to understand the difference, that people understand that both wellness, health, and your mental health and your spiritual health all works together. So that was my, and it's my dream, as I said, not to build a church, to really have a wellness center that would also have worship be a part of it. You follow what I'm saying? So it's working. Yes.
Yes, sir.
That is my dream. Come, most of these big facilities, after they open on Sunday, a couple of days in the week, they're closed. I think it's a waste of time. I think so too.
And waste of resources.
People might not, but that's what I believe. And I am just waiting on the right people that God would send our way to help us to fulfill this type of a vision. People with like passion, blessed be the name of the Lord, that we can fulfill what God has place in our heart to do on this aspect. So that's it, that is
so inspiring and so much needed. And that's what you're talking about in the dreams that you have, is all of the gaps that need to be filled currently in our local churches, in the body of Christ, and in just the relationships that need to be fostered within churches. So what you're saying, that dream you have, is actually a gap filler, and it's much needed. And I believe it's going to draw the hearts and minds of many, because a lot, especially in this greater Atlanta region, there are thousands of churches per square mile. And I know, with that being said, there are some that are missing what's essential to help them grow. So with what your dream is, although it's going to be on the grounds of, you know, what your ministry will be, will you also have resources for other ministries to pull from and to help better themselves as they grow?
Definitely, we want to partner with people with like passion who have the same desire, because you don't want to partner with people who will come against what the Lord has placed in you. So you wait patiently for those with the like passion, because I think one of the biggest problem we have in Christendom is the problem with leadership, not even people. Leadership is our biggest problem, where leaders can come together and unite on a basic need for God's people. I think we are too selfish.
Yes.
And everybody wants to say they are the big man. But we don't have those type of desire. Our desire is when we leave earth, to leave empty and leave a legacy for the next generation to follow. You follow what I'm saying? So we want to put this right, this vision, because I might have the vision, just as how David had the vision, but it was his son who built it. You follow what I'm saying? So we want to write the vision, blessed be the name of the Lord, and make it plain that this is what I believe that in this end time that God wants us to do. So there we desire to partner with people, as I said, because we want to have a elderly center where our elderly can be treated with a whole lot of love and respect, and at the same time, the word of God being beaming into them, even by satellite. If they are unmovable on their beds, they can write their TV where it is, and the word of God is beaming into them, and people, care for people as humans. You know what I'm saying? So that's the nutrition. Oh, I forgot to say that somebody's coming in to talk also on nutrition and exercise. We mm-hmm. could help grow our own food. We need to go back to to those things, you know, have our own stuff. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Start, because there might be another entity in the educational aspect from our children from a young age, bring them up to high school and university. That's what I believe, you know. So that's it, my dear. But we thank God for what you are doing, and we are going to do this. We had a cruise, and it's going to happen. It is going to happen, and we're just waiting on all the clearance, and we know God is going to do some great things. In the name of the Lord.
Yes, sir. So let's thank you so much, Prophet, for that reassurance in what you've been inspired and divinely instructed to do. So when it comes to the retreat, we know it's in May. Can you give us the actual dates and the contact information?
It is May 15th to 17th, I think. Yes, May 15th to 17th. My God.
And that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We leave the Sunday morning, and those who are going back out of town are those who want to hang with me we go to church, where our assembly is, 2533 Stanton Road. We will worship there and have fellowship together. And then we depart, those who are coming from out of town. I have the address on the address of the retreat center. Probably you can help me with that, Angie, if you can find that flyer for me, where it's going to be. It's right in Connors, very beautiful retreat center that we have found and think it's adequate for those of us that are coming in. And if you have kids, if it's $100 for adults, and I think 50 for kids over 12. If you have a family of four, you can get a discount. So just let us know. Email us, whether at prophet.hunt@gmail.com or firstunitedwc@gmail.com, and let us know when you're coming in. We can get you at the airport, and whatever you need, we want to make this happen in the name of the Lord.
Wonderful. That is awesome. And Prophet, again, I thank you for taking the time out to speak to us on this much needed topic of spiritual resilience and ways to just stay focused, vigilant, connected, positive, reinforced, and jubilant in all of this. All of this is necessary to help build our spiritual ability to stay connected to the source. And to also be a source to others. And for that, I thank you for sharing and expounding on that. And I appreciate your presence today, sir. And see you at the retreat. And of course, I'll just do a follow-up advert on the retreat in itself after this conversation. But to all of my listeners, I thank you so much for joining us today. Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly, Angie McDonald. We come to you every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, on anywhere podcasts can be found. So I thank you. And again,
Prophet, all right, dear. God bless you.
We'll talk soon. God bless you.